And I'll never forget the moment that Senator Nelson took me onto the Senate floor for the first time and just how awe-inspiring that was.
An experience that transformed Julia Coleman from Senate intern into a senator.
It was never on my radar that I'd come here as a senator, but it was really fun to come back and to see people that I used to work for. Now I'm working alongside of them.
And now it's her turn to inspire the next generation of interns.
I'm very big on your job isn't to sit here and stuff envelopes. Your job is to learn about constituent responses, to learn how to become a better writer, to learn how this bill process goes, and to even kind of see some of the behind the scene things and how we get to the decisions that we're making.
I was an intern for the communications and research department for the DFL caucus. During that time, I followed a lot of the news coming in about members. In addition to that, I also did some work with certain media components, such as advisories, press releases, and worked under my supervisor to assist in those.
Michaela Matanis was an intern last year and now works for Senator Dietzick. She was one of 82 interns in 2023, and this year the Senate could see even more.
Last year we had around 150 applications, which is more than we usually get. So it's great to see that it's growing.
Diane Hansmeyer oversees the internship program and says it's open to anyone over 18 who can dedicate 8 hours a week to the Senate.
You don't have to be a political science major to gain a lot from this. We had a marine biology student a couple years ago. Some offices want somebody who speaks a specific language because a lot of their constituents have that or speak that language. One office might want to work on a technical project, and so they might want somebody a little bit more tech savvy. Knowing how laws are made and how the government works, that is beneficial no matter what field you go into.
If you want your chance to get past this gate and onto the Senate floor as an intern, you'd better hurry. The application deadline is Friday, November 1st. All you need to apply is your resume, a cover letter, and a completed application, which you can find on our website.
If I could do it all over again, I would. I really would.
Come Monday through Thursday, and I promise you'll see fireworks, you'll learn something exciting.
And you never know where the experience can take you. Veronica Marshall, Senate Media Services.